Chapter 2.
And in the days of King Esarhaddon, when I returned to my house, my wife Hannah and my son Tobiah were restored to me. On the day of the festival of weeks, a fine dinner was prepared for me, and I reclined to eat. When they set the table before me, and I saw that the cooked foods placed on it were many, I said to my son Tobiah, "My son, go out and find any one of our kinsmen from among the exiles of Nineveh who is mindful of God with all his heart. Go, my son, find him. Bring him in so that he may eat together with me. Look, my son, I shall wait for you to come back." Tobiah went out to look for some poor kinsmen of ours, but he came back and said,
"Father!"
I replied, "Yes, my child." He spoke up,
"Look, father! One from our nation has been murdered and cast into the marketplace. He was strangled there only moments ago."
I sprang up and left the dinner without even tasting it. And I carried the dead man away from the square and stored him in one of the outhouses, so that I could bury him after sunset. Then when I returned, I bathed and ate my food in sorrow. I recalled the saying of the prophet Amos, how he spoke out against Bethel and said, "Your festivals shall be turned into mourning, and all your paths into lamentation." And I wept. When the sun had set, I went and dug a grave and buried him. My neighbors mocked me, saying,
"Is he still unafraid? Once before he was hunted down and be executed for this very deed. He once ran away, but now he is burying the dead again."
That same night I bathed and went into my courtyard. I lay down to sleep beside the courtyard wall. Because of the heat, I left my face uncovered. I did not know that sparrows were perched on the wall above me. Their droppings settled, still warm, into my eyes and produced white films. I went to physicians to be healed, but the more they applied their ointments, the more my eyes grew dim because of the white films, until I became completely blind. For 4 years, I was deprived of eyesight. All my relatives grieved over me, but Ahikar cared for me for 2 years until he went to Elam. At that time, my wife Hannah was earning money by doing woman's work. When she used to send off the work she had done to her employers, they would pay her wages. One day, the 7th of Distress, she cut off the piece that she had woven and took it off to the employers. They not only paid her wages, but gave her a kid from their herd of goats to take home. When it came into me, the kid began to bleat. So I called her and asked, "Where did that goat come from? It is not stolen, is it? Give it back to its owners. We have no right to eat anything stolen." She said to me,
"It was given to me as a gift, over and above my wages."
But I did not believe her and told her to return it to its owners. I became flushed with anger at her because of this. Then she retorted,
"And where are your alms? Where are your righteous deeds? Look, the things about you are well known.